Welcome back to Farm Talk on this Tuesday afternoon, and it's time now for markets. And every Tuesday at this time, we visit with Dwayne Bossy of Bolt Egg Marketing. Good afternoon, Dwayne. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing real well. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Thought I'd give Eric a little break. He's got a kind of a cold, kind of losing his voice and stuff, so I thought I'd give him a little break here so we can finish the rest of the hour here after this. So.
That's probably a good idea. Not a problem at all.
All right. Well, markets today, we kind of seem like the grain markets were a little bit more quieter, but the outside markets today, like especially the financials, were kind of a lot of stuff going on there today.
Well, yeah, that's probably a good place to actually start, right? So over the weekend, you know, Trump announced more tariffs on Europe unless they basically help get this U.S. buying Greenland thing through. So I don't want to get all political and get on one way or the other, but obviously the markets don't like tariffs or trade wars. So the stock market's down actually about 860 points as we speak right now. The dollar's down 780 points. It was down over 1,000 points. That helped the grain markets a little bit. But yeah, markets don't like uncertainty. It really kind of shook everything up here today.
Mm-hmm. Now the stock market, would that kind of bring the soybeans down today a little bit, or?
I think so a little bit. I think the sharply lower U.S. dollar helped midday today, and we actually had March soybeans above what I call a critical kind of number, that 20-day moving average. And it was looking fairly strong. We bounced off last week's lows after the bearish USDA report. But this is a really bad close because we traded back below that 20-day and finished near the lows, right where we kind of started last night at. Technically, I think that's like a sell hammer or something. They say a dead candlestick, something like that. I can't remember the proper terminology I see on a chart here, but it's not bullish. And that kind of goes with my expectations for soybeans. I think it's going to be really hard to rally this market for the next about 6 weeks. You know, U.S. reports out of the way. Brazil weather is pretty good. There is a small area, southern Brazil and southern Argentina, that's dry. But it's just not a big enough area to reduce that crop size. They're still going to have a crop near the same size as last year. So this is probably just going to drag on our market, and we might see a grind lower of 40 or 50 cents over the next 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Then wheat market was all lower today, too. Did that with the corn and soybeans bring that down today? Or?
Yeah, I suppose that's what it was. It got a little disappointing there because in the wheat complex, you know, the southern plains, it's been very warm this winter, no snow cover at all. And we do have a winter storm headed to the southern plains. You know, if we had a blast of cold air before the snow cover would hit, this market actually should build a little weather premium on ideas that you might see some winter kill. But it looks like snow is going to arrive just before the sub-zero temperatures, and we don't think it'll last long, but really got to watch that forecast moving forward. I wouldn't doubt to see wheat market actually have a nice recovery here off these prices.
All right. Then livestock markets, cattle had a rough day on Friday, but looks like they came back quite a bit today, looks like today.
Yeah, not a bad day. It wasn't the best close in the world at about noon. The market was looking very strong. Yeah, a real bad day last week, right, to end on Friday. There was rumors that screwworm may have already been found in the U.S. Well, it wasn't found. It was just an official saying, you know, they wouldn't be surprised if it's found in the U.S. So USDA did come out over the weekend with several social media posts saying, like, no, we have not found screwworm. We're testing for it all the time. We don't even find any flies with it. So I thought we'd see actually maybe a bigger recovery today in the cattle market. But I think what we started talking about, the stock market being sharply lower today, that probably held the cattle market from going higher today.
All right. And then gold, that was up quite a bit today, too, looks like here.
Always, right?
Yeah.
That market is just on fire. More uncertainty over the weekend and just a ton of buyers in that market right now, which isn't really a great sign for the U.S. economically. People are buying metals thinking it's a better buy than the stock market, everything else. So it makes me a little bit nervous. I wish I was a part of the ride, but I feel like I missed it by a long shot here now.
Uh-huh. Well, Dwayne, what's the best way for folks to get in contact with you at Bolt Egg Marketing?
Yeah, they can call us here directly anytime, 605-448-2365, or they can check us out online at boltmarketingllc.com.
All right, sounds good. Dwayne, thanks so much for jumping on with me today, and you have a great day and a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you sometime down the road.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
Yep, take care, Dwayne. Bye-bye.